All right. We are live on BWD Radio with me, your
Love
host,
Talk
me.
Radio.
I appreciate y'all.
Miss B.
Okay, that's right. It's going to go into my little intro.
BWD, Miss B, Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
All right. I guess I had to blow up the airwaves a little bit. We are live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Miss V. I appreciate y'all tuning into the show. BWD Radio is all about supporting the indie artist. I'm very diverse when it comes to music. If your music rocks, it will get played, and yes, even gospel. BWD Radio supports one music artist per show. We're not all about that mixing and matching stuff. Tonight, we have a special guest who goes by the name of T. Don, and I believe T. Don is with us. Are you with us, T. Don?
I most certainly am.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to the show. It's definitely a pleasure having you and listening to your music. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's, like I said, the pleasure is all mine. I feel very blessed. I feel very blessed to be here talking to you. I'm just going to, go right into some questions. I know after all the instrumental talent I've heard from you, I first have to ask if music was a major part of your life growing up, and if so, why?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it was a major part of my life. That's all I can remember. I listened to music all the time. My mother had teenagers over the house. They always would dance, and they would have the music up loud, and we'd have dancing contests. I mean, music was always a part of my life with instruments and dancing. It was just major.
Major. It sounds like it. I could see that about your biography and your website. And, I mean, you mean business, so. And I know from listening to your music, three things immediately came to mind. And, of course, and I'm sure that you've heard this probably one too many times, is you have the charisma. And I can hear Sheryl Crow, and I can hear Alanis Morissette. Now, but I do hear your own sound that's kind of like shining through with your own talent. Where are you based out of, and can you tell us who is T. Don?
Okay, well, yeah, you are correct. I do hear a lot of people say, especially Alanis Morissette, they say a lot of, you sound like a little bit like Alanis Morissette, but you sound like yourself, too, which is really cool. But I am out of Southern California. And who is T. Don? It probably would have been hard for me to say who that was before, who was T. Don. But I can actually say now that T. Don is an artist. And I love music so much. My heart and soul is so into music. And I think really that is who T. Don is now.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, and I can really hear it in your music, and, I always seem to see some sort of a picture with you with an instrument of some sort.
Yeah, it was so funny because when I was an instrumentalist, I really wasn't sure who I was, and now that I've become one with my vocals and playing instruments and just, singing that, it's just become so much of who I am, and now I am T. Don, and it's a wonderful thing. I love it.
That is awesome. That is very, very awesome. Now, I believe that originality and uniqueness is, always have a better chance to be noticed. Music should have no boundaries, and I believe a lot of people would agree with that statement. And while listening to several of your singles, I heard an artist that was crossing boundaries. How important is this to you?
Sometimes, I know you're saying different and unique. Sometimes I don't like to be different and unique. I like to just kind of blend. But unfortunately, it seems like what happens to me is I become unique in so many different ways. And one of them is, of course, in my music. For me, and I know with a lot of artists out there, we don't really want to concentrate on genres or have a boundary, and I'd say that for myself as well, because I go with what I feel in my soul, what comes out, that's me, that's what you get, and, if somebody were to peg me into a certain area or, put me in a boundary line, I don't think I would like it. So I like to cross all over the place, and it's kind of nice because it allows me to be a little bit daring too. So
yeah, I can definitely hear it in your music. You know, right away, yes, I can hear I can hear how you would sound like this artist or that artist, and I don't think that is anything that's very unique to hear, because there are a lot of artists that they have, who they idolize,
mm-hmm.
And you have quite a few people listed as who you idolize, and it's a longer list than just the two artists that I've mentioned.
That's true.
So you definitely have had some influence from some other artists. So, some artists will tend to start to sound like certain artists to us, because when you idolize, that just kind of happens. But like I said, I don't think that you should be under unique. You're just doing your own thing, you're not afraid to cross the boundaries. There's no boundaries, and that's what I'm getting. So hopefully that is the correct message that I'm getting.
Oh yes, it's definitely the correct message. And it's so funny because you're talking about who you idolize, and that what I never thought that I would end up sounding like the ones that I idolized. I just thought, I would sing, and, well, I didn't know that I could sing, but when I found out that I could sing, I was so surprised that, oh, you sound like this person, you sound like that person. I'm like, oh, how cool, because I'm like, wow, that's a compliment, because those are the people that I like, and I never intended on sounding like them, and I still want to be my own, but at the same time, I sound like the people that I like, which is
awesome.
That's a cool thing.
Right. It's not yet. It's definitely nothing that's intentional. I just think what happens is artists or just people in general, I think that when you're around certain things so often, you don't really realize, just like we can mock movies and actors and actresses, we don't really
mm-hmm.
realize how influential people are and how that we respond. But anyways, I don't want to, I want to get into this first track, and I really, really enjoyed this track. It's one of the first singles. It's Cuts Like a Knife,
mm-hmm.
And it did have a unique sound to it. Can you please tell us a little bit about the single and what inspired you?
Oh, okay. Well, Cuts Like a Knife was one of those songs where I was kind of upset one night, and I went into my studio and shut the door and started writing. And as I was writing, I a lot of times when I write, I like to sing at the same time. I'll kind of doodle with a couple words, and I'll start singing, and then all of a sudden something else comes out. Oh, let's write that down. So as I started writing it down, it's so funny because it became a song in probably about 15 minutes. So I guess
wow.
I might have been really mad, huh?
Wow. Oh, yes. It sounds like you were a little upset.
Yes, I was a little upset. But the funny thing is, not all songs are about me. They don't. I mean, they start out with perhaps maybe myself in the song, but that whole song is not about me. It has some of the things in there about me, and then as I start thinking about other people, other things, other issues that are going on, I tend to write a song, and a lot of the lyrics in that song, I thought about how the snow actually makes a mark, or when the snow falls and you have a car tire that runs over it, and then after the snow melts you see a scar, and that's one of the lyrics that are inside the song. And I actually thought about that lyric a long time ago before Cuts Like a Knife came along, and I thought, oh, well, let's put that in here because it sounds right. So
awesome. But
so I got inspired.
I could definitely, and I can hear the passion in your voice for your music even when you talk about it. You know, and that is so awesome. It's always awesome when someone is passionate about anything in life. And but most importantly, before we go into this track here, and I want to get into it because I do want to get a few more questions in. But I guess it was also the mixing. I guess it was Faith Hill's.
Yes.
Engineer,
David,
that did the mix. He was doing the mixing on this, I guess.
Correct, yes. David Snow, he did the mixing. I first did the original song, and all it had was just the guitar track and myself. And as I was talking to David Snow, he's up in L.A., and he actually put together Faith Hill's Christmas album. And as I was working with him, he went ahead and he added, like, the undertone sound inside of the song, and also did the mixing for me. And I was like, it was so weird because a lot of my fans love the song by itself with just me and the guitar. And
right.
As he added some other little pieces to it, I listened to it. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I like this or not. And as I started listening to it more, I became accustomed to it. I'm like, okay, I do like this. So, yes, he did the mixing and some of the background in that.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and go into this track so that I can get back here and ask you a few more questions and try to get one more track out there. All right,
awesome.
I will pick you back up in a few.
All right, thank you.
It was winter's night. Held your breath, good like a night. It was misery, but I didn't like the company.
I didn't.
awesome. I'll tell you. Oh, that is awesome, T-Don.
Thank you.
It is very, very tranquil.
That song gets me every time I listen to it, which is so weird. You know, it's my own song, and every time I hear it, it just kind of pulls me in.
It is. It's very progressive. It's very, very, very much so. And I know we're a little bit over halfway through the show, so I want to make sure that we do get that other single in because, shoot, I had trouble picking your singles, you know? well, you already answered. I did want to ask you about, you know, I knew you created your music with the instruments and all, and do you write? And you kind of already answered that for me with this, last single. But with knowing that, I do want to congratulate you on ranking number 2 underneath your Reverb Nation category of the alternative progressive rock. So, that, you know, that's pretty impressive. That's showing me and everybody else that you enjoy what you do, you have a passion for what you do, and most of all, it's not fake what you do. You don't fake promotion. You don't fake what you do, period. So hats off to you, ma'am. I really have a lot of respect for you in that regard. You're just doing you, and that's all that matters. So let me ask you, if you could just wave a wand right now and create a perfect situation, would a fair deal with a label be part of the picture, or would you just want to be master of your musical empire?
Wow.
I mean, you know how they, you know, this whole indie is of being independent is so, you know,
right,
widespread as being a stronger way to go. So just was looking for your feedback on what you thought about being with a label versus not being with a label.
Right. I would have to say if the label was good and if I knew about it, if they offered me a great deal, I can't lie, I'd probably go for it. But
right.
I would probably buck and say, hey, but I want it my way, which then they'd probably kick me off and say, forget it. So maybe it's the other alternative. Maybe I would have to have my own empire.
It is so funny you said that, too, because a lot of artists will bounce. I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is a money factor. But a lot of artists, they do. They bounce from label to label. And, you know, a majority of it, I think, is the creativity until I think you get to a certain, a certain stature, you know what I'm saying, as far
right.
as being a, you know, yeah, mongrel, so to speak. So until you can start really, you know, owning your own and doing your own thing. But that's good. I mean, at least, once again, that shows how honest you are, even about being yourself and being your music, because you were totally honest with that question. go ahead and, what projects you got are you putting out? Or are you in the process of working on anything right now?
Oh, gosh, yes. Actually, hopefully having some new music out in May. Keeping my fingers crossed on that. Some really cool news. I'm actually going to go from T-Don to Traces of Dawn. That's going to be the new band name. So I'll obviously still be in it. So, but
yeah, right. You're still be in there. So you'll have to definitely make sure that you come back by and, you know, grace us, you know, with some more of your awesome music, ma'am.
Oh, definitely, definitely. The music is going to be rocking. There's no doubt about that. I wanted to break out a little bit, you know, the boundaries thing, and just kind of go into another area. And I'm very, very excited about this.
That is awesome. And you know what? And I'm excited for you. The reason why I support indie and I'm striving and I'm pushing so hard to support the indie artists is because, as many people know, there is so much raw talent out there. You know,
oh, yeah.
it's not just about spitting a bar. I mean, although it does take talent because some people are not lyrically inclined. So I'm not saying that there's no talent there. There is talent there.
Right.
But you know, you want to see something that's more, you know, somebody that is, there's no boundaries. They can go in any single direction and still be them and be recognizable. So,
right.
But what about any live events? Do you have like any, like, where is there any place that, do you have a steady gig someplace, that a venue that people can come and see you?
Well, actually, it's funny that you say this because right now we're kind of working out some things and the details right now for October, possibly, quote-unquote, possibly, a Southern California tour. So,
oh, wow, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
again, you'll have to, you know I'm going to be following you anyways. I'm going to be following you You know, we're Twitter connected now, so we're going to be seeing which way you go. Just in case, because I want to make sure that we don't run out of time, is there any, why don't you go ahead and give me your shout-outs and also let everybody know how they can reach you, what your Twitter is, what your email is, what your website is. Go ahead and do it up, girl.
Okay, well, shout-out to all my Starlights. Those are my fans, and I thank you all so much for supporting me in everything that I do, all the quirky stuff and all of that stuff out there. Also, my mother, I thank her so much. I think she's listening right now, so she's really supported me. And all of the radio hosts out there, including yourself, for supporting indies artists, because indies artists do have a voice, and I'm glad that you're allowing us to be heard. You can find me at www.tdon.com. And you can, my email address is tdonmusic@verizon.com. And, gosh, you can find me on Twitter, and it's at tdon1 and all over the place, actually. All you just have to do is go to Google and type tdon. I'm there. So,
all right. Well, we're going to have to try to make sure that we're going to be able to pick up the other name, too.
That's true. Yeah, that's in the works. So we'll hopefully get that up.
I have faith in you. Like I said, I see you've been at it for a minute. So I didn't want to cut you off, though. Did you finish with all your shout-outs and your contacts?
Oh, yes. I got them. Cool. Thank you.
All right. And also a shout-out to Mom. I heard that. I heard you say Mom. You know, as moms do. Let's go ahead and get into this single, Controlled by Vanity. If you could just kind of give us a quick rundown of what inspired you, and we'll go ahead and run into it, and hopefully I'll get an extra minute to come back, and once again, thank you.
Yes, definitely. Controlled by Vanity, I think, pretty much says it all. Man, I just wrote that song probably in about 15 minutes, too. It seems like my favorite ones are... I write them in about 15 minutes.
That's funny.
But it what's so weird about that song is, you know, I kind of looked at myself and noticed how, us females, you know, we have a tendency to get controlled by vanity anyway. And it just kind of blossomed and went into a song for everybody, I think. And really it is. It's controlled by vanity, how we are controlled by vanity so many times.
It is sad. And that is sad. And you know what? And I just have to touch on this. You know, I have never been one of those women that watches, you know, the celebs and the rich and the famous on TV with their day shows and this and that, because I hear somebody crying about a $150,000 dress. And we got people out here starving. You know,
right.
I start thinking the celebs need to stay away from the celebs, because they just end up doing, they don't appreciate each other, it seems like, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, but, you know, it is. It's, everything's about vanity and what's on your arm and what you're wearing. And it's sad that it's such a materialistic world. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this, and I'm probably going to play it again, even after the show, and tomorrow, and probably even next week. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pop you out, and hopefully I can get back in, okay?
Okay, excellent.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
definitely. Yeah. Make sure that you're not controlled by vanity. And I know that was kind of funny what I was saying earlier, but it just so happened I happened to be walking by the TV and happened to catch, like, you know, Martin Lawrence in the divorce and everything, and then that little dress thing. So I just thought it was kind of real funny. But whatever you do, ma'am, like I said, your words just made me think of that today, and it was just kind of funny. But you just keep doing you. Don't be controlled by vanity. Keep doing those 15 minute winners. And definitely, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much for joining me. Any indie artist, I don't mix and match, but I support all genres of music, okay? Don't wave me down on Twitter. I'm donating my time, okay? Miss T-Don can probably tell you she sent me one of the most professional letters that I got, okay? So if you want attention, wave it at me here and there. I've got a lot going on promotion-wise, so please have some respect, and you will get my respect, okay? I'm here for you. All right, T-Don, you take care, all right? Many blessings to you, ma'am, and make sure you come back and grace my show again, please.
I most certainly will. Thank you so much.
You too, ma'am. You have a blessed night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And this is Miss V out.